Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Hi. How
Hi, Aisha. Were you looking to see if you can participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And again, we're on a recorded call here. But just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that the case?
Yes.
And were you looking to file on behalf of yourself or a loved one? Who was the one that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Me.
Yourself? Okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Uterine. Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. Very sorry to hear that. And
Yeah.
then, what was the hospital or medical center that diagnosed you? What was the name?
Mercy Medical Center.
In which city?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh wow, I bet it's cold in Iowa right now.
Oh no, it's like 50 degrees.
Really? This late in the year? When I think of Iowa
Yeah.
in the winter, for some reason, I think of like ice and snow.
Oh no, we got cornfields, but right now today it's nice. It's a good day today. I promise you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And now,
Yes.
what was the name of the doctor at Mercy Medical that diagnosed you?
L-I-N-D, Lindsay. Lindsay. Alon. I don't know why I can't remember her name.
Okay, so that's just to double check here. That's Dr. Lindsay Alonus, LINDSY, and then ALONS, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then let me go to this next section. We'll just have it load up super quick. Now, what date were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
What, February 2012.
February of 2012. And is that the date that you started using the hair relaxer, or was that the date that you were diagnosed?
Just the day that I was using it.
Using it? Okay. What date did you go to the hospital and get diagnosed?
September 2023.
2020. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me put that there. And let me go to this next section here. And just to confirm, you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. Is that the case?
Yeah.
And on average, how many times a year would you use the hair relaxer?
Well, I was using it like twice out of the month.
Okay, so twice a month, so like, oh wow, okay, so like 24 times a year. Got it.
Yeah.
And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
Okay.
I
And
did
then
not.
you're a US resident residing in the state of Iowa, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you know anybody else that used the product that ended up getting sick like you? Any friends or family or not really?
No.
No, okay. And then let me plug in Iowa again here. Hold on 1 second. It's gonna have me put Iowa in 2 more spots. Let me just get those out of the way super quick. Okay. And then I know you said you started using the product in February of 2012. When did you stop using the hair relaxer?
September of 2023.
Okay, so once you were diagnosed, got it. Let me put that in there. And so roughly you used it around 11 years or so. Now, were you using it mostly at home or at the salon primarily?
Mostly at home.
Which brand were you primarily usually just using?
Allway Natural.
Let me name some of the ones that are on my list and tell me if you used any of these. There's Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optinum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, ORS Olive Oil, Mizani, ISO Plus, L'Oreal, Cream of Nature, African Pride, Hawaiian Silky, Namaste Labs, Revlon. Did you use any of those also?
Yeah.
Which one?
I use it's called Always Natural, but I use TCB and African Pride.
TCB and African Pride. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then just to confirm, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay. And then let me go to this next section. What kind of treatments were you given? Was it chemo, surgery?
I had chemo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you remember roughly when the treatment started?
Blood. I started it of this year, 2023 of September.
Okay. So mid-September 2023, okay. So I'll put 9/15/23 as when you started roughly taking your first treatment of chemo. And then Dr. Lindsay was also the one that treated you and diagnosed you, was she?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And then I'll go to the next section. Let's let it load up here super quick. Now, will you confirm your gender for the recording? Female?
Female.
Or male? Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then I have your name spelled A-I-S-H-A, last name W-A-R-R-E-N. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mute. My phone going in and out. Sorry, my phone going out.
No, not to worry. Thank you. And then your cell phone, 319-450-8036?
Yes.
And then your email, AishaWarren33@gmail.com?
AishaWarren33@gmail.com. Correct.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
3000 J Street Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404, apartment 2501.
2501, okay. And let me read that back to you. That's 3000 J, just the letter J, Street Southwest, apartment 2501. And that's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404 in Linn County?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And we're just about done here. Two more sections. This one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
6/4/1980.
6/4/80. Are you a Gemini? Is that a Gemini?
Yeah.
cool. I'm June 11th, so just a couple of days after you, actually.
Snap. Happy birthday,
Yeah. So I have the date of birth, and then the last part for the HIPAA compliance is just the social.
349-68-7650.
Okay, I'm going to read that back. 349-68-7650.
Correct.
Now I'm sending you an automated text and email from DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you. But that does show that it just sent, so if you don't see anything, let me know, and I'll try to resend it.
Okay, so I just saw this.
Sure, take your time.
Okay.
Was it able to open up for you?
Yeah. I'm trying to see how I can. Okay. It's moving a little slow.
No rush. Just want to make sure that there's no hiccup there. Once you start tapping on the start button and you start clicking, after you do your e-signature with your finger, you'll kind of just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. And if it goes through, then that means we didn't miss anything. If you tap finish and nothing happens, then we might have missed something somewhere. So we'll see. We'll just kind of keep tapping away for now to see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, I do see you completed it, so you're all set for now. In about a week or so, the firm will reach out to you directly. They want to introduce themselves, and they also want to double-check the work that I sent them. So they're going to verify everything with you, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it's going to be a more important call. But aside from that, you're all set for now. Have a nice, restful weekend, okay?
Thank you, Gemini Twin, and Merry New Year.
Merry New Year. Bye.